2 of our Lent devotional. We're going to go through the video in our devotional first. So look to the screens.
Today we're listening to Acts 2, where the disciples were told to wait on the Holy Spirit and where they received the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. And it says people from every nation, God-fearing under the earth, were there, Jews, and they heard the word of God in their own native language. Now, I've experienced this, and one of my experiences was in Guatemala among the Cachiquel people. And I met this little lady that was probably 4'6", and her husband was a pastor. And she talked to me about how he preached in Spanish, and she never understood anything he said. And that people would ask her why she was a believer, and she had no idea why, other than her husband was the pastor. But one day, the audio Bible came, and they gathered to listen. And she said it was like drinking fresh water. It was the first time that she ever knew that Jesus spoke Cachiquel. And when he healed the paralytic, she herself had been sick, and they'd spent almost all their money on doctors to be healed without result. And so she called on the church, and for the first time in this church, they prayed in Cachiquel, and she said she was healed. Her sons, who were kind of becoming juvenile delinquents on the streets, she began to preach to them the word of God. And they would say, Mom, you can't read. And she would tell them chapter and verse and say, you can't. Look in there. This is what it says. And they too, as they heard the word of God, repented. God's word from the very beginning of Acts was to be meant to be heard in the mother tongue.
Let's turn to our passage for today. Luke chapter 1. Verse 39 to 80. Now at this time Mary arose and went in a hurry to the hill country, to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord would come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has had regard for the humble state of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on all generations will count me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear him. He has done mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and exalted those who were humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent away the rich empty-handed. He has given help to Israel, his servant, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abram and his descendants forever. And Mary stayed with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. Now the time had come for Elizabeth to give birth, and she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and her relatives heard that the Lord had displayed his great mercy toward her, and they were rejoicing with her. And it happened that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to call him Zacharias after his father. But his mother answered and said, No, indeed, but he shall be called John. And they said to her, There is no one among your relatives who is called by that name. And they made signs to his father as to what he wanted him called. And he asked for a tablet and wrote as follows, His name is John. And they were all astonished. And at once his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he began to speak in praise of God. Fear came on all those living around them, and all these matters were being talked about in all the hill country of Judea. All who heard them kept them in mind, saying, What then will this child turn out to be? For the hand of the Lord was certainly with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited us and accomplished redemption for his people, and he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of David, his servant, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy toward our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham our father to grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, For you will go on before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child continued to grow and to become strong in spirit, and he lived in the deserts until the day of his public appearance to Israel. And let's turn to Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves, and there they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Now there were Jews living in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when the sound occurred, the crowd came together and were bewildered because each one of them was hearing them speak in his own language. They were amazed and astonished, saying, "Why, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we each hear them in our own language to which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya around Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them in our own tongues speaking of the mighty deeds of God." And they all continued in amazement and great perplexity, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others were mocking and saying, "They are full of sweet wine." Amen. The devotion for today. In verse 69, this is of Luke chapter 1, Zechariah, who is the father of John the Baptist, praises God for the horn of salvation that he has raised up for his people. The imagery may be strange to our ears, but we need to remember that in the ancient world, the horn was a symbol of strength. The ox with its horns was the strongest animal they knew. So to say that God has raised up a horn of salvation for us is to say that God's salvation is strong. He is a great rescuer. For all who come to him in weakness and need, there is a strong salvation from sin and hell to be found at the cross, along with the assurance that he will never let us go. Okay. And it's just my own little devotional for today. We're going through a series on Sundays, sermon series for the entire year. Theme is actually the spiritual. And a lot of times when we talk about things of the spiritual, we get wrapped up in spiritual gifts and manifestations and asking God to fill us so that we feel his presence and all this. And one thing I was reflecting on as reading through the passages today is that these manifestations are great. And Pastor Nate talked about this 2 weeks ago. But if we're constantly in the search of these manifestations, what happens is that we lose sight of why we seek after these manifestations, or why we seek to be filled with God or the Spirit of God, why we seek to be filled with his presence and his power. See, it's not to be filled to do our thing. It's not to be filled to speak of our own glory or to feel better about ourselves. But the very thing about the Spirit of God, as you can see in the Old Testament, is that people are filled with the Spirit of God to fulfill God's purposes. They are given this extra measure of grace and power to do God's purposes, to do something that they cannot normally do. And you see this in the book of Acts. Now, a lot of times, there's this fascination about tongues and speaking in tongues and being filled, so that, you know, speaking in tongues is the proof of you being filled with the Holy Spirit. That's just a sign of you being filled with the Holy Spirit. But the proof of you being filled with the Holy Spirit actually comes in verse 11. All these people that are gathered in Jerusalem, all these people that have traveled from different places, they gather and they say in verse 11, "We hear them in our own tongues speaking of the mighty deeds of God." That is proof of the Holy Spirit, that they were praising God. They were bringing glory to God, which is really our purpose. We have been created to bring glory to God, to direct all praises to Him. And you actually see this in our passage in Luke today. In three instances. Let me just turn back to Luke. So first, verse 41, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And what does she do after? She gives praise to God and speaks of His mighty act. She praises God. And then Mary, the text doesn't explicitly say that she was filled with the Holy Spirit, but before, in verse 35 of chapter 1, the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." So again, we see that Mary was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she goes on in this, it's called the Magnificat, but she's praising God and speaking of His mighty deeds. "For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name." And again, in Zacharias, in verse 67, he's filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel." He's giving praise to God and speaking of His mighty acts. And so the devotional for us today is, yeah, it's great to want to experience God in that way, but is there transformation in our lives that results from this filling? Are we using this filling for God's purposes? Are we living our lives, drawing people's attention and drawing people's praises to God? Are we speaking of the mighty acts of God? And that doesn't just mean, you know, we talk about Jesus and we talk about living in a Christ-like manner, but actually talking about the gospel, speaking the explicit gospel, telling people about their sins and that God loves them and that Jesus came down to die for us on the cross. And so for us today, you know, as we reflect, let's think, you know, does our lives reflect that reality? Are we speaking the mighty acts of God? Are we living the mighty acts of God? Are we being that mighty act of God? So I'm going to read the prayer from our devotional, and I'm going to ask Pastor Nate to come up to do worship as well. Father, we pray for church leaders, pastors, elders, and deacons. Lord, give them Your direction and the courage to be faithful to their calling. Bless them with wisdom to govern diligently. And Father, we also pray for all of us here today, Lord. Every day, Father, may You give us a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and fill our hearts and overflow, Lord. Overflow in us so that it doesn't end with us, but that we overflow into other people, into our workplaces, into our family, that our lives reflect the mighty acts of God, that we speak the mighty acts of God, that we praise You, we draw attention to You, declaring the good things that You have done in our life, declaring Your salvation that You have accomplished in our life, that You have raised up a horn of salvation for us. We thank You, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come, for the Lord our God is is able. God is with us. He is on our side. He will make a way. Far above all we know, far above all we hold, He has done great things. Lifted up, He defeated the grave, raised to life. My God is able. It is made. We overcome. For the Lord our God is able. Lifted up, lifted up. He defeated the grave. Raised to life. Our God is able. In His name we overcome. For the Lord our God is able. God is with us. He will go before. He will never leave us. He will never leave us. God is for us. He has open arms. He will never fail us. He will never fail us. God is with us. He will go before. He will never leave us. He will never leave us. God is for us. Open arms, He will never fail us. He will never fail us. Lifted up, He defeated the grave. Raised to life, our God is able. In His name, we overcome. For the Lord our God is able.
God is with us.
He is with us. He will go before. He will never leave us. He will never leave us. He is for us. He has open arms. He will never fail us. He will never fail us. He will never fail us. He will never fail us.
Father, You are with us in all that we do, Lord. Lord, I pray You give us the words to speak, Lord, the opportunities to speak of Your mighty acts, Lord, to declare Your goodness to us, how much You have blessed us, God, how much You have provided for us, Lord. The salvation that You give us, Lord, may You place it on our hearts, God, to share Your gospel, Lord, to declare just how much You have done for us, God, and how You have had mercy on us, Lord. Father, may we be eager to share that, Lord, with the people that we encounter. Lord, may we not just take the opportunities as they come, but to seek out those opportunities, Lord, to take the initiative. Lord, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the power that we are able to use, Lord. May we use it wisely. May we use it prudently, Lord. And we thank you, God. Turn to your community prayer, folks. Let's pray for those in our community that have cancer and are undergoing chemo and radiation therapy and other surgeries. Let's pray for those in our community that have family members and friends that have yet to be saved and are sick. Let's pray for God's healing hand upon them and through this process that they will be able to share the gospel and the good news of life. Others in our community that are suffering from other sicknesses. Let's pray for God's healing hand upon them and for perseverance as we continue to pray for our friends and family. Lift up those in our community looking for jobs. Let's pray for God to open doors for them and for wisdom and discernment as they evaluate different opportunities. Turning to our mission focus, let's pray for SP Singapore, SP Indonesia, and SP New York. Let's pray for God's hand over these churches and for each member of these churches to continue in growth and to continue to desire to seek of God in their lives. Thank you. Let's pray for our education department, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, and SPU. Let's pray for all the teachers and leaders and children. Let's lift them all up, everyone that is involved in this ministry. Let's lift up our prayer and healing ministries, IP, Well, and the River. Let's lift up our outreaches for tonight, SP Lights and Homey Outreach. Let's lift up everyone that is involved with these ministries and pray for God's hand of covering over them. Let's pray for our house churches for tonight, East Bay, Olympic, Robin Hood, and Westville. Let's pray for a good time of fellowship and a time of worshiping together. Let's pray. Lord, again, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Holy Spirit, may you teach us, may you show us, may you guide us how to declare the mighty acts that you have done. I'm reminded of the verse in Mary's praise, one generation to another, just speak of your mighty acts. Lord, may you teach us not just to bring people to you, but to walk with them, Lord, to disciple them so that they can bring others to you, Lord, so that they too can declare your mighty acts. Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for salvation, Lord. We thank you for this gift. Father, I pray for all my brothers and sisters, Lord. May you be with them. Bless them, God, as they go off about their work, God, as they go about their lives, Lord. May your presence be evident in their lives, God, as they speak, as they do, as they live. We thank you. We pray these things in your Son's most precious name. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time.